Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Thanks, Jim.
Larry, you had some great news to release on June 1st. What was it?
Well, it was to do with some precursor development and production, and that meets the standards of the battery manufacturers. And we've got some pictures in there that show the morphology of what we expect to get and the final results. And not that we expect, we've seen, but, you know, in the final results, we don't have a conclusive result as of yet, but that's what it's going to look like. And it's getting to be more and more important that companies are, going to be compatible with these gigafactories, because that's where all of the waste production is going to come from. When a gigafactory starts up, they can have up to 30% waste, but we'll work with a 10% number, which seems to be the industry standard. And we'd like to turn that around, and they could put it back into their battery manufacturing rather than send it out for chemical treatment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's going to be more and more the business plan of gigafactories going forward. And so, you know, we'd like to be in line to be able to perform those services. And that puts us at the top of the heap, but it's not like it's a, you know, it's a one-shot deal. It's 10% is every day, and, you know, so it's a steady supply. And the other things you have to think about is the how you're going to integrate that into a gigafactory. And, you know, currently we're the design of the Itavolt is including us in the design for a recycling plant. So we're feeling pretty good about that. You know, we've been getting calls lately. More and more people are interested in what we're doing. It seems like finally the coin has dropped, and people beginning to realize that maybe we're not full of shit. And, you know, let's put it this way. You know, we've got results that are third-party validated by Cometco, which, in my opinion, is a top research lab in the world, and specifically when it comes to recycling and batteries. And, you know, we were very lucky to get involved with them 12 years ago. And we've been working with them pretty much steadily, except for a lapse of about 3 years, you know, on our manganese project and our now our recycling project. And, you know, it's they've got the know-how, we've got the staff and the expertise within this office. There's five of us here, and we all have certain duties to perform, and everybody's an expert in every field that they do. Zarco does an excellent job of presenting the process and talking about it. He was, I think he did about three or four presentations in the last week. And, you know, so, and that gets around, and so we get calls on that from from gigafactories, for example, or people that are looking to move into the field. There's a lot of companies that are looking at expanding into the recycling field, and that are either involved in commodities one way or another, or they are involved in the battery industry. So, you know, it's become an open book for us, and, you know, we just got to keep filling the spaces, putting out transparency so that we can rebuttal anything that's said against us. And believe me, there's a lot of it out there. And we just got to keep our head down, ass up, and, you know, keep doing what we do best, and that is developing a process along with Cometco, and that will, you know, answer a lot of questions when it comes to sustainability, comes to saving the environment, it comes to, you know, keeping any deleterious materials out of the environment. So, we're pretty happy with the results. We had a nice run-up in a few days here. The last couple of days we've been pushed down hard. And I'm not going to go into that because I am tired of talking about that type of trading that goes on. Most people are aware of it, know that it happens. And I get a lot of pushback from guys that are actually shorting the stock and filling their pockets and eating your lunch and trying to make the company look bad. So anyway, we're happy with what we're doing. We can back up anything that we say. And you can go to our financials and see where we spend our money. And in a lot of cases, you can't do that. So if you can't find out where you've been doing R&D and everything, that's not something that's going to happen overnight. We talk to companies that have been working on recycling for years. And they agree that we are probably the most advanced process out there. And the best. And, that's all I can say about that. We have NDAs with those companies. And, it certainly, looks like, we're starting to get to the top of the heap. And the top of the heap means, all kinds of good things for the shareholders and, for the management in here. And before I carry on with that, I do want to remind everybody that there's an AGM that's, going to be held on June the 9th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you want, you can vote your shares. And if you don't want to vote your shares, well, don't vote your shares. But that's the only chance you get to actually decide on who's the management of this company. And then you can go on from there. Now, I think that the staff and directors have done a tremendous job on bringing the company this far. We've attracted all kinds of attention, and I think it's not that far away that somebody's going to offer us a decent pile of money, and we can proceed on building out the design and the estimations. And I've got to caution everybody that you heard Elon Musk saying that the cost of materials are going up, and that's the truth. It's not the worst part of it. It's the worst part of it is it becomes a long lead item. And, so there's always going to be things that are going to hold you up that are beyond your control. And recycling is going to become a big part of the equation when it comes to supplying especially to landlocked, and I'm not just saying landlocked because, it's in a certain area. Companies that, countries like the U.S. and Canada that have no real production of lithium and cobalt and specifically manganese, we've got to depend on imports. And you can remember, I don't remember, I'm not that old, but back in the First and Second World War that there were blockades put up to prevent shipments of metals that were required in wartime, and manganese was one of them. And ships were sunk, and that could happen again, especially now tensions are high around the world. So you've got to we think we're in the right place at the right time. We think that gold is going to come front and center. Dr. Copper is already moving front and center. And we have our fingers deep into those pies. And manganese now, I read an article where it jumped 56% for electrolytic manganese metal, and that's really important to us because it was the price of the electrolytic manganese metal that is controlled by China that sunk our pre-feasibility study back in 2012. And, we spent a lot of money on drilling and developing resources and the testing. And then you got to remember that was the first R&D work that was done. And that Cameco came through with the process for us. And it later developed into our recycling process. with a lot of different changes and tweaks and everything else. It just wasn't as straight across, but or else we would have had that all under control a couple of years ago. But no, it's been an exciting time in here, and I just want to thank our investors and shareholders for sticking by the company and making sure that it achieved its goals. And, you know, I think everybody deserves a great weekend.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
American Manganese is a critical metals company that developed the process for treatments of very low grades of manganese in the U.S. And we are currently treating one of the, or the Wendon stockpile to develop a flow sheet for electrolytic manganese metal. And the grades that came off the mines were 2 to 3%. They were mechanically increased to around 20. And you know, which is still an extremely low grade. And now we are developing a process with the DLA in the U.S. They're paying for us to do this, and so we got you know, not just the recycling going on. We've got the manganese picture going on. Now the manganese price could, you know, stabilize and go higher. And but again, that's controlled by China, so I won't make any predictions there. I've dealt with the backlash from China for many years, and it is not something that you can predict. And you know, but if shortages come about, you know, China's going to look after themselves first, and then the rest of the world can go look after themselves. So we better be prepared to look after ourselves and go on from there. Now, you can get all the information you want. We've got hundreds of press releases out in the last few years on our process and the advancement of that process and the breakthroughs and the patents and on and on and on. And so, you know, it's not like we're novices in this game. You know, a lot of us in this company have experience in metallurgy and experience in working with metal prices over the years, and I don't see any risk in the metal prices, but I do see that we could become a major supplier of certain elements, like, well, in the U.S., for example, cobalt, lithium, nickel, and manganese. So that's a great future for us. You can go to that site at AmericanManganeseInc.com. You can phone the company at 778-574-4444. You can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on June 4th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.